Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Well, welcome back to the program. Our regular on a Monday is Trent Thomas, the general manager of Media Week. And, of course, he's very happy today because the Knights picked up 2 points over the course of the weekend. Hello, Trent.
Hey, Jimmy. How's it going? Although I prefer my new title, SEN co-host.
Hang on. How'd you get that? What happened there? Oh.
Coach K had too many beers the other night at our function. I got co-host, got upgraded.
Wow. Well done, you. I'm going to have to
He doesn't remember.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen, though, right? Doesn't mean it didn't happen. Hey,
I'm just giving myself a promotion.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Fair enough. Hey, we spoke about it yesterday, the big news, last week, Koshy resigned. And now Matty Shervington is going into the hot seat. What did you make of that appointment?
Yeah, that makes sense. I thought they might have gone in-house with a newsreader or a journo, but bringing in Matt Shervington, who's been around the traps for a long time now, makes a lot of sense. You know, not bad on the eyes either. Got a charm to him. So I think, obviously, they wanted to mix things up, go with a co-host with hair, but they've done a good job replacing Koshy.
Yeah. Not bad on the eye. Come on, let's be honest. He's gorgeous, Matt Shervington. And you know it, Trent. Come on, mate. Come on.
We'll get the whole SEN segment on how gorgeous is Matt Shervington. It counts as sport, right? It counts as sport.
Absolutely. And we put him up against Rhys Walsh, the fullback for Queensland. And, oh, geez, that's a tough decision out of Shervo.
Backstreet and, Boys. I've never seen one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's got boy band written all over it, hasn't it? Anyway, I think we've diverted enough. Let's go to some numbers. Hey, I'm really interested, women's State of Origin numbers. So, of course, across Fox, across Channel 9, across KO as well, they are really, really strong, mate.
No, really, really good numbers, especially across the 350 on free-to-air. And then we tag in everything else, you're well over the 500s into, like, no one knows what KO is, but those KO numbers, I think, are getting bigger and bigger.
Yes.
By the day. So it could be anything as high as 700.
Yeah.
1,000, which, if we said this 10 years ago, that Women's State of Origin would be doing these numbers, you'd be shocked. I think it also proves there needs to be a third game.
Yes.
I think that's definitely where it should go, but the women's sport in general, but the NRLW is going from strength to strength, and it's great to see people tuning in to the women's origin.
Yeah, no doubt, and we can't wait to see the NRLW start in a few weeks' time as well. I want to take you to this one from yesterday. I find this fascinating. I'm looking at the morning report that you can get every day from Media Week. Sunday afternoon NRL on free-to-air, 219,000 across the Channel 9 network. Now, often we've seen this being parallel with what they're getting on subscription television on Fox League, 324,000 for the same game. It's almost, 75% more audience. That's extraordinary. And that, I think I'm right in saying, Trent, that excludes KO numbers.
Yeah, exactly. So you throw in KO and it's probably, this is just a 100% guesstimate, 500,000 combined. So you've got pretty much more than two-thirds of it being subscription TV numbers, which is outstanding. And Foxtel does a great job of monetizing the NRL product and also even up against free-to-air, people clearly prefer the Foxtel product at the moment.
Yeah.
Which it is a good product, but they have great commentary. They've got great cameras. The picture quality is outstanding. So it's been a really great result for them. Great NRL result all year.
Yes.
But I think especially on the Foxtel side.
Stunning endorsement of what Fox League are doing by the viewing public. And if only we knew what Fox League were paying the NRL for the right to broadcast those games. Anyway, commercial in confidence. Panthers v Dragons, that game too. That was the 6:15 game. Look at the audience for that. 327,000, which is, again, another extraordinary result. We were watching a little bit earlier the NBA Finals. How are they tracking? I know you're anticipating an increase in the interest, but not the biggest teams in the league.
I was surprised. Like you said, Heat and Denver's not the sexiest lineup, but 34,000 for game one, game two's today, I believe. But the 34,000, I was expecting it to be in and around the 100,000. So surprising that it's gone down from the Eastern and Western Conference Finals, because obviously Miami and Celtics big team, got rid of seven games. And the Lakers had LeBron James against Denver, so they were doing MS doubles. So it's interesting that when you take out the big market teams and the fields are bigger names, and you've got even you've got two-time MVP in Nikola Jokic, and you've got Jimmy Butler for the Heat, people haven't been tuning in en masse, which has been surprising.
Yeah, absolutely. Very disappointing. Okay, A-League Grand Final. They called the crowd 26,000. There were a lot of spare seats. I was out there on Saturday. Overwhelmingly, Central Coast Mariners fans there. What about the TV audience for that one, Trent?
Yeah, so like you said, the grand final wasn't the greatest attendance. I was meant to go, but then got forced by my mum to go to Port Macquarie instead. So I'm not sure if that explains the complete emptiness, but yeah, that's at least one seat there. So looking at the game overall, well, they did 174,000, which was like much, much bigger than a normal game. I believe it was up 50% year on year. It still obviously leaves a little bit to be desired.
Yeah.
But we also don't know the Paramount Plus numbers. But I tend to count Paramount Plus at a lower ratio than KO. So it's probably maybe in and around the 200,000 mark.
Yeah, right. I think you're doing the right thing counting the Paramount Plus numbers at a lower ratio than KO. The other one, Formula One over the night. Again, I'm not sure exactly what time the Spanish Grand Prix was on, but those stunning numbers again.
Yeah, it's just go from strength to strength. Formula One. I'm just switching it out. 11 p.m.
11.
So once again, good numbers to do a F1 at, because you can kind of justify watching it and go to bed and not be completely wiped for work. I think the 9 p.m. is obviously the best you can kind of get on an international race, but 11's like not terrible. But they just keep doing great numbers.
Yeah.
The F1's almost doing the same as the grand final on
yes.
subscription TV. So it's, you know, to compare the pair. It's one of those superannuation ads. Know which one has more money.
145,000 for the Formula One. And even the build-up to it had 72,000 or 75,000 people watching as well. Just extraordinary. Trent, I know you're going to have a good week. The Knights have bounced their way up the ladder with their 2 points from the bye, which is great news. Enjoy that, and we will speak next week.
Thank you, Jimmy.